This is From One Red Hood to Another, a DCU Comics verse Red Hood and the Outlaws fanfic, written by Zara Bithia and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and is gen, though it does contain the background relationship of Roy Harper, Coriander, Jason Todd, with additional tags for post-flashpoint, domesticity, community, DCU free-for-all, request meme, threesomes, mentions of gunplay. As with most bad choices that involve Roy Harper, the idea to incorporate a little gun kink into the sex life Jason shared with Roy and Corey had seemed like a perfectly reasonable idea at the time. Also, as with most bad choices involving Roy Harper, that seemingly good idea decided to turn around and bite Jason soundly in the ass when he wasn't looking. And yes, while Batman may have crossed his arms severely and glowered while reminding Jason that he should always be looking, and really, hadn't Jason learned anything while he had served his summer internship as Robin, other than learning how to die? Okay, so maybe Bruce wouldn't have said that at all. It wasn't like Jason gave a damn anyway, because the whole nostalgia thing? Really only something that pathetic sidekicks like Harper did anyway. At any rate, even if Batman had been there, Jason would have pointed out, very firmly, and quite possibly loudly, that he had his hands a little busy at the moment with two things that were very much Harper's fault. Well, okay, one of them was, anyway. The kitten, in fairness, was Corey's fault, mostly, and a little bit Leon's fault. But Leon's existence was at least 50% Roy's fault. Probably more, because if the moron had just worn a condom when fucking an international assassin... But that would imply that Harper had any sense at all, and everyone knew that wasn't true. It was a fact that Jason planned on being quite relieved that Leon hadn't inherited, just as soon as he could get the little beast she was responsible for to stop clinging onto his leg. Leon tapped her fingers impatiently on the kitchen table. "Uncle Jason," she began, with a sigh that definitely came from Aunt Corey. Some people might think that it was a little early to have such clear and obvious disdain for humanity, but Jason wouldn't. "Give me a minute, Tiny Harper," he complained. "I am trying to get your hellbeast to let go of my leg without having to shoot it." Leon scowled, but only for a minute. "You wouldn't shoot my kitty, Uncle Jason. Aunt Corey says Catwoman will come all the way from Gotham and spank you if you do." "Wrong female Batvillain, kiddo." "What's that mean, Uncle Jason?" "Never mind." Kid was right, though. There would probably not be any shooting of the cat. Though if it turned out to be working for a supervillain, Jason wouldn't have to feel bad about shooting it. There was something wrong with it. "Only because I can't stand to hear Harper's cry," he muttered with mock roughness, finally removing the beast's claws from his calf and handing the creature to Leon's outstretched arms. The little black furball curled up passively in Leon's arms for a moment, before again becoming possessed and jumping out of her arms to run down the hall. "Aw, Tamron ran away," Leon said sadly. "Yes, that's too bad. Why don't you go find her? I'm sure Tamron just wants to play hide-and-seek."
"Kitties don't play hide-and-seek," Leon informed him. "And, besides, you didn't answer my question, Uncle Jason."
"I'm trying to pretend you didn't ask it."
"But why?"
"Because it is a thing that you should ask your father when he comes back. Because it is his fault."
"But Daddy is with Aunt Corey on the island."
Jason snorted at the way she said it. Just like the way Harper always said it. Like it was some magical, mystical place, instead of a place they went when they wanted to get laid without a set of tiny ears hearing everything. That was the kind of special arrangement a person had to keep in mind when none of them were into gags.
"They'll be back, Small Fry."
"I know, but I don't want to wait that long. Besides, you can answer my question, Uncle Jason." but I don't want to. Leon scowled. If you aren't going to play nice, Daddy says I can always scream real loud for Superman if I need help, and he might show up because he likes kids better and he likes sidekicks.
Well, wouldn't that just break Dickie's heart to hear?
Jason idly wondered if he could get Leon to say it in front of a device that would record, just so he could send it to Dick. And Jason thought about that, right up until he saw Leon start to open her mouth. No doubt to scream for Superman, which, because Jason wasn't Dick, he didn't want. The alien had issues, and the last thing Jason wanted to do was have a discussion about the man with some jackass that had never actually gone hungry a day in his life. Not that Jason was bitter or anything.
Okay, I will answer your question.
Leon's smugness was all her father's, too, for the record.
The reason we have a gun next to the balloons in the bedside table is no time as Robin ever prepared him for this conversation. Ever.
For which Jason was thankful, because Bruce and balloons weren't something he wanted to think about anytime soon.
Sometimes, instead of going to the island to have fun, we just hang out here and have fun in this boring apartment instead.
After all, just because he wasn't into gags didn't mean he wouldn't give it a try when it had been a month and he was desperate to get laid. Same one for the other two.
You have parties after I go to bed?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Leon pouted for a moment. And really, Jason didn't know what to say about that, other than to congratulate her for not having a pout as annoying as her father, before she brightened. I bet your parties aren't as much fun as the Halloween party I'm going to have.
I'd argue the opposite, but since your party will have the Flash looking horrified at his twins playing with a mini Red Hood, I would lose that argument.
I like Uncle Flash, Leon informed him.
That's because you have your father's taste in people.
Leon tilted her head and looked at him like he was crazy. Which, to be fair, wasn't untrue. Then she shrugged and hugged him, or rather his knees, as tight as she could. I like Daddy's taste in people, Uncle Jason. It gives me you and Aunt Corey.
Okay. And that was why Bruce had sidekicks.
It absolutely made a person feel better about all their shitty mistakes.
Yeah, his taste gave us you too, Minnie Harper, so we lucked out there.
Jason said, ruffling her hair.
Come on, let's go make sure your demon cat didn't eat any of the party candy. We don't want the damn thing throwing up anywhere that I'll have to clean up.
Okay. And then can we work on my costume some more? I want it to be perfect. Dawn and Don always have perfect costumes.
She pouted a little at that. And if there was one thing Jason hated more than crying Harpers, it was pouting Harpers.
Your costume will be more perfect than either of the Flash brats, Baby Harper.
Promise? Leon asked hopefully, reaching her arms up to be held, an obligation Jason could hardly say no to.
Pinky swear.
Settling her on his hip, he offered her his pinky, and she shook it solemnly. From one red hood to another, Leon said, with equal solemnity.
Jason didn't mention that he liked the sound of that a little more than was strictly appropriate. The end.